Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah,
and
I'm here too.
Good morning. Today is the 24th of January. This is significant for some reason, and I'm
the 24th.
I'm not sure why.
I know,
maybe
it's
the
weird.
25th. Maybe it's the 25th. Mm. There's something significant.
Probably
a family birthday that I've totally forgotten.
Well, okay.
Anyway,
there's two on my side.
7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. He carries his scooter, his electric scooter in, but you're not riding home in that, are you?
In this weather, probably not.
No, you can find somebody at your house that likes you, right? They don't have to love you as long as they like you enough to come pick you up. Okay, right?
Yes, sir.
What national day is that?
There's some really funny, great ones today, like Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Beer Can? Did you say beer can?
Beer Can.
Appreciation Day?
Yep.
Ah, appreciate my Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yeah. Which I started, you know.
Well, a can of beer, I mean, when you think about it, I was watching not too long ago.
It's a work of art.
I was watching it, I don't know, like a movie that was from the 70s, and they did not have plastic bottles. Think about that. Plastic became plastic bottles, everything plastic. And cans of beer used to be, you know, you would just have the thing that you could reach in there and have you pull your can of beer off, and that would have been...
Wait a minute. Are you talking about metal in it with the tabs on the top?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had bottled beer that you had to use a church key.
Right.
To open.
But cans of beer were like the common thing.
Yeah.
And they used to put cans of beer and string them behind cars when you would get married.
Oh, just empty cans.
Well, so, most of the time they were beer, but I don't think they were Campbell's soup.
You could flatten them out, too, because they weren't made of tin. They were made of steel or reinforced aluminum or whatever they were made, but they were heavier.
Mm-hmm.
And you could flatten them out and wrap them around your muffler of your car that had a hole in it and wire it on, and it would get you through.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sure a lot of people have stories of what they did with how you could be creative with a beer can.
Well,
I mean, this generation would probably use it as a bong.
You think about beer. No, you can't say that about Ben.
No, I can't say that about Ben.
You might say it about some of the other members of our staff, but you can't say it about Ben. I mean, you know.
He's still a minor.
Yeah, he's clean. He doesn't put anything into his body that isn't meant to help.
No, he's a good boy. Anyway, when you think about the weather, and we're talking about that it's stormy outside, and I think about my mom in Iowa. They walked to school, and they had certain clothing that they wrapped up and walked to school in the snow, in the rain, and they had to walk to a certain area where then they were bused into the school that was in the city. So I just think that's fascinating that, you know, sometimes, people wore slickers, they bundle up, and it's just, you just get used to it. So somewhere down the road, I don't know when that was, we started to escort our children to and from school all the time. I'm not sure, didn't happen in my generation. Well, that's not true, because my dad used to drive me to 7th and 8th grade, because I remember listening to Rush Limbaugh every morning. In the orange Maverick.
But it was a long ways away. Did you ever listen to Rush Limbaugh? Was this kind of like blather in the back?
Because
you met him years later.
It was iconic. My dad just listened to him all the time. So this is in the 70s. I lived down by the river, but I went to Jonas Salk. So you know that was quite a ways, and there wasn't a bus that went down there. So that just happened to be, and he could drive you on the way to work. Anyway, today, If you look outside, it is stormy. We have showers today with a high of 53. No warnings. At the beginning of the week, yesterday we had fog warning, but tonight we've got showers again, with our lows around 45. Tomorrow looks like we have showers. And all about this week, we have about the same temperature, 56, and overnight lows of 44 on Thursday. Showers throughout the weekend. And then Sunday, it looks like we have a slight chance of showers and mostly sunny. For you're going to go to the Bowling Gilding sale this weekend. Even that's inside.
This is it's the horse sale on Friday. And what I'm there to do is to instigate my friend John to buy another horse. He just bought one. He's already got one. He just bought another three-year-old
Mustang.
And I'm going to instigate him to, poke and prod him. To
maybe you guys can go on Happy's and you'll have a
Happy's?
Happy's. And you'll have like a joint horse.
This is it. Here's the Happy's, the only Happy's I would go into. I get to ride the horse, take the horse places. He gets to take care of it, pay the vet bills, and feed it. There's your Happy.
And the weather
that's the Happy I'm in right happy now with you.
I take
care of it. I pay the vet bills, and you ride it.
Well, that's not true. I'm out there every day picking up her hooves and making sure she's good, which I'm going to do today in the storm, and that's okay.
I was out yesterday, but I also picked up 800 pounds of hay.
You did. I'm so proud of you.
In Chico.
Sugar-free
hay. It's the only place I could find it. And then brought it
back.
That's
the whole thing.
Unloaded it. Took her out. Rolled her around on the ground. We wrestled. We wrestled for 30 minutes. And then she went back in and,
Let me do a quick read on the weather.
To poop in her stall after I just cleaned it. So.
We are, and then we'll go back to that because, people ask us all the time, how's your horse? It's very interesting to see the topic. The weather's brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. It's Shasta Gas Propane. They have brought us the weather since and sponsored our weather since day one. They are a veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, we can talk about headlines, but going back to the horse, because we had dinner last night with some friends at Nello's, ran into a bunch of people we know, and everybody said, how's the horse? How's the horse? I go to Pilates. How's the horse? You know, our horse is doing really well, and you would liken it as if a Marine was injured and had some kind of thing.
Injured in the line of duty.
Right. She, all of a sudden, and we're not really sure how this happens because none of the other horses out there that we know of where she's boarded became sugar intolerant developed a light case, not a severe case, but a light case of laminitis.
Yes.
Which we have been dealing with and working
for
with
eight
her.
Months.
Yes, for 8 months. And so we just got the saddle that just came. That was my, our anniversary and all this other good stuff that I can't wait to put on her, et cetera.
We were ready to get her out there for 2 years.
Yeah, and ready to get her out there, ready to, which she said, go ahead and ride her like a horse. She's 90% there. Well, somehow, I don't know if it was me taking her out in the back.
I'll tell you what it was.
Don't
lay this on you, because she's been on low-sugar hay. We couldn't find any low-sugar hay, so we went to another brand of hay that the vet recommended. However, that hay probably had sugar in it. And she was not eating it anyway. So then we went to soaking her hay for several hours before she ate it. And luckily, she just chows down on wet hay. But then we found some down in the nicest people. They grow hay. They already had it tested at the same spot that everybody tests their hay at in New York, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. We need to figure out
how. I'm getting, and I thought John was going to stop by last night.
Yeah, but
but he's got, we're going to core another couple bales of hay down at Jones.
So tell what core means, because I've never done that.
You have to take a core sample from inside a hay bale. You just take a pipe, that sharp one, and then you pound it in, and you take it out, and then you send the sample in, something from the center of it.
Yeah, and there's a place here that we took a chunk of hay, and we also, that's right here in town.
At Jones Feed.
They have been just fabulous. To send to New York to get it back, and once we get the okay on that, we'll probably get hay. So this has all been a process.
As much hay as
we have learned so much about, and we see it with humans. I mean, we think that, you know, the horse can just go out there and I just throw him out there and we're going to just put a saddle up on him, whatever. I always thought that, you know, hey, it's a beautiful horse out there and we're going to have this horse that we are going to have to really watch her diet, very much like a human being that could be intolerant to.
Think of her as having, stage 2 diabetes. So that's it. So
yeah.
She needs to get more, you know, we've kept her weight down just like you would if for a person.
If it was a person.
And the other thing is, next couple of weeks we'll be able to start moving her around. A horse needs to move.
Right. So we're looking at
that
place.
The life is moving and grazing. So.
So anyway, when we get back, we're
so everything about, you wanted to know about Odina the one.
Well, yeah, and we
whether you wanted to know or not.
People ask all the time. So there it is. We're watching with her, and we're looking into this place in Anderson. I don't know if it's
I'm going to carry the link to this conversation. Okay. If somebody asked me about Odina, did you do the weather?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, it is a community bank. It's got a local board of directors, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff on Riverside, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 at 1845 California Street. It's right down there by Jack's Grill. The other one in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, the main branch, and the newest branch is in Anderson. They've been open 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th, tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Classical music lovers, listen up. Internationally known piano player Olga Topalova is presenting a concert called The Not-So-Invisible World of Female Composers, featuring the works of Cécile Chaminade, Clara Schumann, Florence Price, and many others. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church in Reading. Ms. Topalova is performing this benefit concert to show her appreciation to our community who warmly received her family fleeing the Russian-Ukrainian war. Proceeds from the $20 tickets will benefit the Foundation for Performing Arts Education and Reading Piano Angels. Student tickets are $10. Pay at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com. Olga Kopylova is the principal pianist for the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in Brazil. This one-night-only performance at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Lutheran Church on Shastaview Drive in Reading. World-class classical piano for a good cause. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church. Get tickets at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. 24th of January, 2024, 7:20 in the morning, 51 degrees and raining out there. And boy, is it raining. I put on a sports coat to come in today and turned around and got my raincoat to put over
You're slicker because it's going to be raining today. Yep.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. This is a locally owned, locally operated company that has been in the business for several decades, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's from the old school. He doesn't take chances with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it, and then he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. And I can't say more than that. He fixed a crack on my windshield 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. Just saying 16 years ago, I'm going, 16 years ago? Anyway, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated. It is a veteran-owned business. And we are here with George Pasadakis.
There you go.
Pasadakis.
And you are the
Director of Sales and Marketing
for Apex Management Technology. Apex Technology Management.
There you go.
I got it here. I'm trying to read what I've written. Okay. So tell us what that is, and we're going to tell you why you're here.
Okay.
Then we're going to talk about why you're here.
Sounds good.
Tell us about Apex.
Okay. Apex is an IT services company. We've been around here in Reading and throughout the state since 1991, so quite a long time, seeing a lot of different technologies evolve over that time period. And we're what's called an IT managed services provider. So businesses typically with 20 to 250 employees can hire us instead of building their own internal IT department. It's very difficult and very expensive to build a full IT department with all the different skill sets that you need in today's age, including the cybersecurity threats, which maybe we'll talk about a little bit more later.
Oh, yes.
So they can hire us, and we have a team of over 50 people.
Oh, I was wondering how many people are out there right now servicing?
Yeah, so we have about 51 or 52 people. Okay. We're constantly hiring. That's a huge challenge for us, so we're always in that mode. And basically, we come into an organization, we have a formal onboarding process, and then once we do that, we manage their technology day-to-day, 24/7. So their servers, their workstations, their application environment, their networking, their cybersecurity, routers, firewalls, network switches, all of that, cybersecurity training. And we have a help desk here in Reading, so there's about 15 people full-time answering phones and emails that come in from our clients. So if they have a small problem on their laptop that's not working well, they can call us, or a major system down type of an issue. And we can remote right on to their systems from Reading here and start troubleshooting the issue. But we really pride ourselves on being proactive. So we have about 105 what we call managed services clients that we are managing their IT, and we monitor everything 24/7. So if we see a system running slow or a hard drive predictive failure on a Dell server, for example, we'll get an alert and we'll respond to that 24/7 and work through that issue. So that's primarily what we do.
And then, so you must be doing a good job. because you just won the 2023 Managed Services Provider MSP of the Year Award by Channel Futures over 40,000 other companies.
Yeah, we're very proud of that. It's a very prestigious
40,
award.
40,000 other countries. A little Reading firm right here.
There you go. Yeah, there's managed service providers and, you know, all across the nation and all the cities. And Channel Futures, most people probably haven't heard of it. It's industry specific to our industry. It's like J.D. Power that rates car satisfaction, right?
Yeah.
People have heard of that.
Sure.
This is the organization that looks at the managed service provider industry. And they look at a number of benchmarks. You know, how well are we doing financially? No debt load. They talk to customers on how we're doing and, you know, are we effective for them and what kind of value are we adding? And then they look at our business model. Is it set up well for today's day and age with everything that's going on, including cybersecurity? And then it's a long, it's probably a 40-page application we have to fill out. We have to provide audited financial statements. So it's a pretty rigorous process. And we were selected, and back in November, they had their big awards gala in Miami Beach. So I was able to go to Miami, take my wife, some other people from Apex, and that's where we got that award. So
let's share with our listeners, if you don't mind, because I always love to hear the backstory. How did you, George, is this something you've been geared towards technology, or, you know, if you look about where you grew up, where did you get the inspiration? Tell us a little bit about your past and what led you to this organization.
Sure. It is an interesting story. So growing up in Southern California, Torrance, which is south of L.A., my parents owned beauty supply businesses. My dad was a hairstylist for 25 years.
So was my dad.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Cool.
And he had 5 salons and 3 beauty supply stores. And I worked in the summer, you know, while I was going to school, in the business. And they actually, when I was graduating high school, signed me up for cosmetology school,
right,
which I didn't want any part of.
Okay.
So I'm not doing that. Well, what are you doing? I said, I don't know, but that's not it. So we had a big fight, and I just wanted to hang out at Manhattan Beach with my buddies, and he signed me up. At the Greek church there, St. Catherine's Church in Redondo Beach, he was good friends with a guy named George Vasilakis, Greek name there.
Uh-huh.
And he was the dean of the USC Computer Science School, pretty heavy duty. So my dad signed me up for a summer school computer programming class, and I said, I don't want to do that. I have to drive to L.A. every day. I said, I'll do it for a week. If I don't like it, I'm going to drop it. Well, I fell in love with it.
Wow.
And,
great story.
Yeah, so that's how I got into it. I went to school at Cal State Long Beach, got a degree in IT management. So I've been doing it for quite a while, since 1988.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So I'm going to take an early break because I want to get into how did the company get founded? And
yeah.
I see Matt's name in here as the president. And, of course, there you are. And then Mark Kupfwood, the VP of Public Sector. But I want to talk about how did it start here in Reading and then never left?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's just take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for a game day experience like no other. Join Wind River Resort and Casino for the ultimate tailgate party. January 11th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Indulge in a mouth-watering buffet featuring a winning lineup of tailgating favorites. Score on cash and prize drawings throughout the game. Must be 21 to attend this exciting event. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River. For tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome to our Wednesday edition here on the 24th of January. This is Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Oh, it's a rainy day, and that's what you're going to be seeing today with our temperatures getting around 53 and overnight lows with showers once again tonight of 45. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by, yes, I love to send my friends there, at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, locally owned, integrity driven, just for all your jewelry needs. The only full service jewelry store in Redding.
And voted best in the North State on that record searchlight thing. We're here with George Pasadakis, who is the
Dacus,
director of sales and marketing for Apex Technology Management, who just received the award in 2023 as being the best in the country at what they do over 40,000 other companies. So this is kind of really huge. This is a Redding company that started back in what, 1991?
Yep.
And so, besides that, I mean, cause it's obviously rigorous to be selected for this and a great honor. And the fact you're right here from Redding, that probably a lot of these places are based in huge cities and things like that. So obviously the quality came to the top. But you all, one of your big things now is looking at security, information security. Seems like every day or on a regular basis, you read about people getting their internet stolen or all the records stolen, the money stolen, and all this. So this has become huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I get a letter at least twice a year saying I've got access to these credit checking agencies and all these others because they've lost all of my information to the to a hacker.
Right. Congratulations. Your data has been breached. We'll give you free credit monitoring for a year in case somebody does something. Now you got to clean it up.
So you said at the break, you know, these are the golden nuggets that happened during the break, that you give presentations to the FBI with these security leaks that happen, and something recently happened with somebody with a very large sum where they didn't have the right, what would you call it, protection in place. So can you share a story like that with our listeners and how we do then become secure?
Sure.
And what one can do?
Yeah, so with everything going on in cybersecurity, a business has to take it seriously. Even if you're a small business, you don't think you're a big target, it just in many cases happens automatically. Automated tools that are scanning the web looking for vulnerabilities, and if they find one, they're going to exploit it. And, you know, we had a small medical office in town call us, and the lady on the phone was crying and said, "I think I did something wrong." It wasn't a client of ours that we were managing. And she basically said somebody called her up and said they were from the Microsoft help desk, right? Everybody uses Microsoft for the most part. Or at least Carl does. Linda doesn't, but she's got a Mac. But anyway, it can happen to both. And she let them remote onto their machine to clean up her machine. They said it was sending out spam. And immediately locked her machine. She couldn't control it at that point and started encrypting all the files at this healthcare business. And then at that point, they can't use anything, including their patient records. They don't know who's coming through the door today for an appointment, right? Never mind their medical history and prescription history. And they demanded a ransom. And you have to pay them in Bitcoin, right? I don't know about you, but how many people know right now how you go get Bitcoin? It's not just something you do, right? And if you don't pay it by a certain time, there's a countdown clock on your screen, the ransom goes up, okay? And if you don't pay it, then they're threatening to release that information on the dark web, and it could be used by other criminals for all kinds of things. So that's one of the scenarios that happens. So it's really important to take...
So what happened on that?
So in that case, they lost all their data. We couldn't get it back. They didn't have the right security controls, is the word, Linda, that you want to have in place in order to recover. You need, at a bare minimum, you need good backups that are disconnected and separate from your business internet connection, because they will go through the network. All your machines are tied together so everybody can share information and get on the internet and share resources. So they go through your network connection and encrypt everything. And in their case, their backups were on an external hard drive connected to one of the computers, and they encrypt that as well.
So how could you be sure that if you went and you put money in a Bitcoin and then paid the ransom, that they weren't going to use it on you again?
You can't be sure. And in many cases, I would say more than half of the time, even if you pay the ransom, you don't get your data back, or they then demand a second ransom to not release the data. Okay. They say, okay, we'll give you your data back for $57,000 or whatever it is, depending on the size of the business. It could be multiple millions, tens of millions.
Buck 42 for us.
$1.42.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you think, but they'll find ways to do things. But they then will demand another ransom to not release your data, to the dark web. So you might have to, and in many cases, you pay the ransom and they don't even give you your files back. So they're criminals, right?
Did these people get the Bitcoin and pay the first ransom?
They tried, yeah.
Okay. Oh.
And what happens, it's kind of a race, okay? The FBI and other agencies and security companies in the U.S. are trying to shut these systems off, right? So it doesn't impact our economy and our businesses. And if you get attacked with ransomware and then the FBI within a week or two shuts that ring down or figures out who it is because they're attacking many businesses, that payment may not get to the bad guy to get the key to recover your data. So in many cases, that happens as well. And in the first early days of ransomware, you would make the payment in Bitcoin, and another hacker hacked the first hacker and stole the transaction, the Bitcoin, while it was in transit. So the bad guys had to secure their systems even better. So it's this crazy world out there. But the bottom line is, if you're a business owner or a manager at a business, you need to take cybersecurity seriously. You need to be looking at what we call a security and risk assessment, which there's a formal process for this, and we come in, and we're other companies like Apex, and we can identify what are your critical systems, what kind of security controls do you have in place, what should you have in place so that you can avoid getting this in the first place, and then if it does happen, you don't have to pay the ransom. We can recover the data quickly. That's the key.
The big thing, I guess, then would be having something completely divorced from your system as a backup.
Yeah.
And
so
that doesn't count as the cloud.
Exactly.
Does the cloud count?
The cloud can count. You just have to do it the right way. So the technology we deploy, we have a local backup on site. We retain, 36 months of backups. For a quick recovery, if you have a normal incident, a server crashes, or non-ransomware.
Well, which happens a lot,
happens a lot.
People lose all their stuff because of that, not necessarily because they've been hacked.
Right, or somebody accidentally deletes something. We want to be able to recover that within minutes, right?
Yeah.
And not disrupt the business operations. But then, multiple times a day or nightly, we synchronize that to a secure cloud data center. And that's all encrypted at rest on the local business, in transit, and in the cloud data center. And only we have the security keys for that. And then it's using a storage technology called immutable storage, which means for the first 90 days, nobody can change that backup. It's read-only, essentially. So even if the bad guy gets in there and encrypts files, they cannot encrypt those backup files. And the backup system is not on the network in the normal way. So the way they go through your network and find everything, they won't find even the local
this
backup
server. This is fascinating.
So,
this is and some people will go, okay, he lost me at computer. But having that capability, and especially if, doctor's offices, hospitals, universities.
Police
departments, because I've heard of police departments being hacked like that.
Too. Yes, absolutely.
And you would say, well, that must be embarrassing. Not necessarily, because you think you've got a system in place.
Right.
Are most of these hackers from overseas?
Most of them are from Eastern Europe, Russia, countries over there, or China. China's a huge
another
one.
Reason yeah, to
Iran.
Nuke them. Another yeah. reason to nuke them. No, I just was just kidding. Just kidding on that. I was. Okay. And so most of them come from out of country.
Yes.
And once it gets into that Bitcoin, it's gone.
Yeah, it's not. You can't really recover it. So, like Linda mentioned, we've been doing a series of presentations jointly with the FBI. Mark Coopwood, who we can talk about, he's a former police chief of Beverly Hills that we hired for our public sector division. We have a lot of small city governments. They're in that same situation. If you're a small city, say 50,000 population and under, you don't really have a budget to build a team with all of these experts, including the cybersecurity team. So we do a lot of small city governments as well.
Okay.
And they have police departments and sensitive records and all of that.
I know. I mean, what can an individual do? They may have their own little small business besides call you guys.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about having you guys come in and then doing one. Then we could talk about what you do, for a business. I mean, our business is not at the level that is really worried too much about this. But the here you need this, or this is a firewall. Firewalls really are they
firewalls? Yeah, firewalls are a good key step. That's what we call that protects the perimeter. So the firewall is what all the traffic goes in and out of your business. Yeah. So you want to have a good one. The one you get for free with your internet provider is generally not very secure. They're very easy to hack. So you want a good third party. They're called next-gen firewalls. They have capabilities to inspect traffic in a much deeper level. And there's a security service that goes along with it. You have to pay for a subscription, a couple $100 every few years. But it's downloading the latest updates to protect you against the latest threats. It's looking for traffic in and out and inspecting all of that. So that's one of the key components. You want to have a good up-to-date firewall. all. But you also want to have other things. Okay, the one of the number one things we do is cybersecurity end user awareness training.
Okay, now I want you to stop right there because we're going to take a break, and then so when we come back, we're going to talk about the number one thing you can do for your company. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 hospitals in the United States for cardiovascular assistance. They are on the cutting edge of so many things. The TAVR valve replacement system, the where you can have the valve in your heart replaced without having your chest opened up. The Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means it's less intrusive.
Less invasive.
Thank you. Faster recovery times. The Guardian system to kind of give you a heads up if you might be getting ready for a heart attack. I mean, they've got all these things. Plus, they've brought in 13 new doctors in their residency program that is going to continue on bringing in by the time it finishes. It's going to have something like 30 doctors working in the hospital and clinics around Reading. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
In this town there lived an outlaw. This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Kevin Cry's cronies are at it again. Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has dumped another $250,000 into Shasta County to buy Cry, bringing Anselmo's total spending toward $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Laugh until your sides ache as the hilarious comedian Ginger Billy takes the stage at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, February 9th. With over 11 million followers on YouTube, Ginger Billy has taken the internet by storm with his side-splitting humor and down-to-earth charm. Don't miss this hysterical night of comedy. His relatable humor will have you rolling in the aisles. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $35 plus fees. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. 24th of January, 2024, 7:50 in the morning, 52 degrees. It's going to be raining all day. And our guest is George Pasadakis. Did I get it close?
Pasadakis.
There we go.
Close enough.
He's the head guy. When it comes to Apex Management, when it comes to sales and marketing, and a great guy to have on. Plus, his son was a Marine, and I was honored that y'all asked me to talk to him and your wife about being in the Marine Corps and all this before he left.
That was very helpful.
Had he already enlisted at that point?
Recruiters had him, but we wouldn't let him sign. I told the recruiter, he's still 17. He can't sign unless we authorize it.
That's right.
So you got to work through me first. So yeah. we worked through that.
And it was a great conversation. He's a fine young man. I didn't realize, you know, if you had asked me, I said, yeah, that was 2 years ago. No, he has already done his 4 years. He's had two pumps overseas and now he's going to college. In Southern Oregon, using his GI Bill.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah, it's working out great for him.
It is, and I am so happy for him. And please pass on my congratulations.
I will. Thank you.
Now, George is here with Apex Technology Management, who just won a very prestigious award over everybody, 40,000 other companies about IT management. And this could be this is going to have to bring you back again because of the security, and everybody's heard about people having their systems, larger companies usually, and they don't go after small ones because they want the big bucks, going after companies and taking their information and holding it for ransom. I mean, literally holding it for ransom. And some of these bigger companies, you're talking millions. Local company around here was like $500,000.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a big jump. So, and then what you all do to put it in place and, you know, for that. Plus the fact it's all your IT management tools that you need that you just, you know, you've got a company that you've been growing and you just can't really bring in your own IT team to do it correctly. I mean, okay, yeah, my computer, I can't get on my computer. So you've got your IT guy. That's what he can do, but he can't do the big stuff. So they come to you all to manage all of that. And right. You've got hundreds of clients.
Right.
So AI. I just love AI.
Right.
I mean, the subject of AI. Because I went to ChatGPT.
Yep.
And I put in 30-second radio commercial, and I put some information in there. It wrote the commercial exactly 30 seconds. Great commercial.
Yeah.
Because it used basic stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I mean, but tell us about AI.
The deep dive that's going to
dangerous,
happen.
How, because yeah. we're going to bring you back again, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah.
How dangerous is
AI
that?
AI is great technology. To me, it's not this new, brand new thing. It's just software has been advancing. It's just much more advanced software that can access multiple sources of information very quickly in new ways. So there's many benefits to AI. With any technology, there's huge, tremendous benefits, but there's also some downsides. There's always bad guys out there trying to take advantage of it and you, and it gives them more tools to do it. So what Linda was mentioning, we were talking about on the break, is the deep fake. Okay, so AI can be used, it's very powerful, to simulate your voices and your video images. Okay, this is one of the big things we're worried about in the next 2 to 5 years. You're going to see this where right now they can sample my voice, your voice, your mother's voice, your children's voice by a few sentences of audio that they can get from social media, from anywhere, recording you.
How about from the
calling
radio?
Calling your phone at home and talking to you from the radio. And then they can basically create a conversation that's you talking, but it's not really you. And then say whatever they want.
Is it that good that you can, I mean, because some, yeah. I mean, like there's a weird pause or a weird word.
It's getting to the point where you won't be able to detect it. So that's why I'm saying it's a few years out and it's going to keep advancing and you won't be able to. And then it's video as well. You're going to get a FaceTime call if you have an iPhone from one of your children, and it's going to be them talking to you.
I need
$500.
I've been arrested in Mexico.
Whatever it is, right? And so it's just another aspect of you have to be skeptical about everything that comes your way, unfortunately, right? Well,
they're also talking about taking, here comes intellectual property, taking people that are dead and putting them in movies.
Or using their identity. Sometimes people's credit files aren't closed when they pass away. I mean, and they could take advantage of that and create credit in that and basically take money they shouldn't have. So, you know, one of the things we at a personal level, this Apex, we handle businesses, but everybody on the radio now listening to this, my suggestion is freeze your credit. Okay, it's very easy to do. It's not identity theft protection that you pay monthly for. This is free now because everybody's been breached. So you want to freeze your credit with the three main credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. These are the companies that have all the credit profile of you out there, every bank account you have, every credit card, every auto loan, everything. And you can go my suggestion is go to Clark.com. Clark Howard is a really well-known consumer advocate.
Yes.
Go to Clark.com, his website, and look for their guide to freezing your credit. It's very easy. You can do it in 15 minutes. And now nobody, including you, can open up new credit in your name. Unless you thaw it or unfreeze it, which is very easy to do, a couple of minutes. So my credit's been frozen for years, right? If we need to go finance a car or something or get a new credit card, I thaw my credit, I go apply for it, and then once I have it, I refreeze it. And that period that I'm unfrozen, I'm paranoid that somebody's going to hack me, right? That's how bad it is.
Well, George, what about this is, you know, every so often you get your card hacked. So you kill that card and they issue you another one. Do you have to unfreeze your credit for that?
No, they already have your credit. While your credit's frozen, everything, your auto loans, everything still works. Your credit cards, it's just getting new credit in your name that's blocked.
Here's a scary thought. A very good friend of mine, her mother passed away and she cannot get the death certificate for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The scary thought is in those 3 weeks, if AI is doing the deep dive, not just, you know, I mean, across anybody, there's money sitting there she can't get a hold of until the death certificate in order to move funds around.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You have to wait. My father passed away in September, and it took a while for me to get the death certificate. And, you know, I got on all his accounts and I was just monitoring everything to make sure nothing was going on. And then you got will and probate and all that. This is really good.
My friends, if you, I hope you listened to this and wrote it down, but freezing your credit doesn't hurt your credit score, anything like that. And you go to Clark.com and a guide to freezing credit.
Yep.
Free. Go out and freeze your credit. That keeps other people from, you know, jumping in and using your
Social Security number gets hacked in a breach of a medical office, they're going to try and open credit, but it's going to fail.
You get letters once a year at least.
Yeah.
Our whole mortgage company got breached.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So even, okay, here's this funny twist. Equifax, one of these credit bureaus I told you to freeze your credit with, they were breached 4 or 5 years ago. 238 American adults, which is, what's the population? 330 million, were breached. Your credit profile is out there. So even these guys get hacked and breached. So you want to have that protection. That's very worthwhile from an individual standpoint.
Okay. If people are saying, you know what, I didn't realize we had this here, and the company's growing. How do people get a hold of you, George?
Very easy. You can just go to apex.com, APEX.com, and that's our website. And there's a contact us page there, or you can call, our number, which is right on the website, or my number, which is 530-248-1015. We work with businesses 20 to 200 employees, which is our sweet spot. Especially if you just want to know where you are from a cybersecurity standpoint, we can, there's some things we call offensive security, right? You want all the defensive layers in place to protect you and your business, but you, there's offensive tools that we use. So, Apex has a security and risk assessment we can do and come in and evaluate your business on where you are with cybersecurity. And then we have, we do hacking. We have ethical hackers. We test your business. What are your defenses? How are they working? Are they enough? And we can try all the things the bad guys do and see how they would fare.
We must have you back.
Yeah, we must have you back. Is that okay?
Anytime, yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got all the information.
Our people will talk to your people.
Well, okay.
Then your people can get back to our people.
That would be me talking to you.
Okay.
So, okay.
We'll do it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
George
me. George
Papadakis here. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we've got Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, joining us.
Fascinating.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
First he won in Iowa, now there's a victory in the New Hampshire primary.
The former president thankful to clinch a second straight victory in his quest for the 2024 OP nomination.
Thank you very much. We love you. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon. We'll see you on the trail.
Rival Nikki Haley says that political pundits have it wrong if they think she has plans to drop out.
Well, I'm a fighter. And I'm scrappy.
Haley says she's come a long way since there were at one point 14 GOP candidates, and now it's down to her and Donald Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
The next stop for the Republicans is Nevada. After that, it's on to South Carolina. GOP political analyst Gary Bauer warns Republicans against complacency in the face of multiple polls favoring Trump.
Polling is a snapshot. It can't be said often enough. And so even though right now in many of the polls, Donald Trump is opening up a lead, the amount of time between now and November is about five lifetimes in politics.
President Biden won the New Hampshire Democrat primary as a write-in candidate. Iranian-backed militias in Iraq have been targeted by U.S. airstrikes, several facilities hit, and follows repeated attacks on American forces in the region. In the words of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, we're fully prepared to take further measures to protect our people and our facilities. Qatar, one of the world's top exporters of liquefied natural gas, is warning that its deliveries have been affected by ongoing attacks from Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping in the strategically important Red Sea. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 105 points. NASDAQ ahead 167. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Payback or betrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
For the left, it's generally you open a door, and then if you notice that no one is pushing back to shut the door, you go right through it, and then you kick in the next door. If we offer no resistance, our past will basically be nothing more than a series of leftist incidents designed to overcome our past.
Subscribe to the Dinesh D'Souza Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Russia accusing Ukraine of shooting down a military transport plane, killing 65 Ukrainian POWs who were on board.
The defense ministry says Ukrainian forces down the plane, killing all 74 people aboard, including the prisoners of war, who were to be swapped. Video of the crash posted on social media showed a plane falling from the sky in a snowy rural area and a massive ball of fire erupting where it apparently hit the ground. The Associated Press has not so far confirmed who was on board or other details on what brought the plane down. Throughout the war, Russia and Ukraine have traded conflicting accusations, and establishing the facts has often been difficult. I'm Charles Tulledesma.
A high-speed train collided with a truck in the eastern Czech Republic earlier today, killing one person, injuring at least 19. The Czech railway says the train's engineer was killed. The injured were taken to local hospitals. No reports of life-threatening injuries. News and analysis, townhall.com. A Russian is being sanctioned by Australia's government for his role in a cyber attack compromised the personal information of 10 million people.
In 2022, client data from Medibank, Australia's largest health insurer, was released by an extortionist. That after the company refused to pay a ransom. The government has now imposed its cyber sanction powers for the first time against Alexander Ermakov. That sanction makes it a criminal offense, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Jason Walker reporting.
eBay planning to cut 1,000 jobs, roughly 9% of its full-time workforce. The eBay CEO says the company's number of employees and its costs have exceeded how much the business is growing in a sluggish economy. eBay, the latest tech company to roll out a series of layoffs. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 24th of January, 2024, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's National Beer Can Day. I love that. Is there another day out there, Ben?
Yes, sir. We have National Compliments Day.
Compliments? Oh, I like that.
Well, that you're doing a very good job.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and are you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Nice.
And Linda, you're doing a fine job.
I'll tell you what, compliments.
Stephanie, you're doing a good job. Yeah. Fine job.
Compliments, and Carl, you know what, thank you so much. You do a great job of just holding it together all the time. You really do. You know, really, I mean that. And I really believe that.
You mean holding it together that I just don't explode and start
just
throwing things through
windows? Just holding the ship, you know, mastering the ship. You know, it's just a lot. But anyway, so when we think about compliments, it's so much easier. We talk about, like, you know, the people laugh about you could be sinister or you can smile. You could be negative or you can decide to change your disposition. And compliments, I think, are a collection of changing things into a positive energy.
I think you're absolutely right.
All right. So today, showers, then before 11 a.m., we're going to have around 53 today. Maybe wind up to about 16. Maybe going to get up to 24 miles per hour with some gusts. Tonight we will, it'll be raining till with the lows around 45. Looks like throughout the week we're just going to have rain as we look through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The forecast calls for showers. And then on Sunday it looks like we have a break in the weather with, sunny and our temperatures up to about 68. And, that's the, quick forecast here. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, where they give veteran and senior discounts. Always with, especially with these 365-3794, or is it 3793, but they can get to your hard, to get places with your propane tanks. And I know right now with the weather the way it is, some people may live off the grid. Shasta Gas Propane will help you with that.
Okay.
Get to you.
Our DA is with us today, Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget. Good morning.
Good morning.
So have you seen the new courthouse, or is it just still a facade?
I can say the inside does exist now because we did get to go over yesterday and get a tour of it before it opens so that our attorneys and everybody in the office can kind of have a visual and know what to expect on day one. So, yeah, it was great to get to go over and see it.
So what's the coolest thing about it?
Oh, well, I think the coolest thing is the
doors are open
kind of when you walk in, it's just so much different than the other courthouse. It has a big, beautiful picture of the old historic courthouse. It's got the Lady Justice, who's been totally, like, refinished up there, a big American flag in the background.
The American flag, beautiful. By the way, was provided by Senator Johanneson.
Oh, lovely.
And it wasn't enough just to be a flag. It had to be fireproof.
Oh, it's huge.
And it had
gorgeous.
To be fireproof in a metal building. So he and I sat there and chuckled about that for several minutes. But well, yeah, that's thanking the senator for that.
Somebody was on here recently, and I can't remember exactly which guest it was, but they were talking about how the courthouse, because it's going through the state, there were so many holds up because of the state contracts, not just from our local people. The state contracts when it came to the plumbing or it came to this and that had to be redone and certain contracts that, again, so people could get upset with what was going on locally, but, and Stephanie's showing us a picture right now, which is absolutely gorgeous. Okay, so what's the projection date where the doors will open and the public can see?
So the doors are going to open on February 13th. They're going to be open that first week just for civil matters. So any of the civil cases and everything are going to start being heard there that week. The following week, so February 20th, the doors are open for criminals. So on that day, they're going to be open for everything. So they kind of have that 1 week transition, but doors open on February 13th.
So they must be moving stuff right now as we speak.
I believe today is their first official moving day.
Are they getting new furniture too, or is it just kind of like moving the other stuff over?
No, everything is brand new in there.
Everything is brand new.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a desk and stuff like that, you can probably they're going to have a giant yard sale at the old county courthouse.
The old stuff is the old courthouse is. The stuff's pretty old, but yeah, the new courthouse, all the courtrooms, they don't have the individual seats. They're all bench seating, so that's different for sure.
Technology in all of them.
Nice big screens that you push the button and the screen comes down. We're looking at that too, and obviously we haven't seen them working, but I'm sure it's going to be amazing. Nice big huge screen to project evidence up on. That's going to be great.
And this is from your tax money, but this is state tax money as opposed to local.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that build all of this.
Yeah, Shasta County Courts is state, 100%.
So do you think we're going to be seeing more of, when you bring people in for, arraignment? Can you do it via the streaming, can't
so be. Electronic arraignments, so we've done, I think it the first time we started kind of dabbling in that and doing that is back in 2020 during COVID. And kind of off and on since then playing around with it, trying to get to that point, because we knew ultimately when there's the move into the new courthouse, there's going to be that need to try to set up an electronic arraignment system. So that is going to be the plan. That would be for in custody, so people who are in the jail. And arraignment is the first court date for people who don't know. First time a person appears and they enter guilty or not guilty plea and their dates are set. That initial court appearance for in custody people would be done electronically in hopefully the vast majority of cases, just given that there's a lot of extra issues with transportation and holding going back and forth from the jail and the court now that it is across the street.
Well, and from what I understand, if they request that they be there in person, they have to be. But
yeah, so there's debates on that, whether think they have that right to actually be physically there or not. I think ultimately if they make that request, that is what's going to be done out of an abundance of caution. But, you can be present via video as well, and a lot of courthouses certainly do that for all of them. All in custody arraignments. So we'll see how that works out over time.
Okay. And the younger ones don't, they're not afraid of technology.
Yeah.
So they can, I'm going to be on TV.
Yeah. And I think after it's going up and going for a while, there's going to be a higher level of comfort with that process. But to kind of get into a new courthouse that's the layout is new, everything is new about it, and trying to use technology to do arraignments. There's going to be some growing pains for sure.
Oh, I would imagine. So, yeah. But the courthouse itself is on the inside. Is it beautiful? Does it smell new, like a new car?
Yeah. Everything in there smells nice and new.
Yeah. Nobody's thrown up in the bucket.
Yeah, oh, please. Like
well, you know what? You know, courthouses, I mean, it's for the people there, and you get lots of things.
Yeah. Now, the chairs still all had plastic on them and everything.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah.
I
know.
That's
cool. It's
going to be beautiful. Can't wait to see it. Finally.
We can wander through. I think we can wander through. They still have the where you walk through and you have to go through all the security stuff and all that. And
whole new screening system right there. And we go into a nice big open lobby. And the windows for like filing your documents, everything's now going to be in one place on the first floor instead of being sent.
Is that easy?
Instead of being sent to a whole bunch of different courtrooms, sign in at a kiosk, and then the window calls you up, kind of like at DMV now, or go to window number 3 or whatever it is. And
hopefully, it's not a 4-hour wait.
Yeah.
My number's H, and you see A, B, and C being called A, B, C, and where's H? You know, H is because we have to wait till there's at least two of you. So okay. Yeah. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. We're talking about the new courthouse. She just got a tour through, and it's cool. It's good.
Yeah,
it's going to work out well.
Exciting.
Good. We're going to come back and ask a few more questions about that, about the number of courtrooms and number of judges, and will this make things easier and faster? So we'll ask that when we get back. We'll be right back after these messages.
GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
And good morning and welcome to this Wednesday edition here with Carl and Linda Bott. Oh my God, it's becoming political season as we, every time we,
I love political season.
And we have all kinds of, people that want to get their, it's really going to hit hard in February.
Oh yeah.
Where we're going to have.
They're lining up now.
So when you're here the morning show, you'll have all kinds of different, pros, cons, everybody. Yeah.
And we're having, the candidates on. And tomorrow is going to be one of the candidates, and next Monday another candidate, for the supervisory positions, different districts. Matt Plummer, I think, is on, Wednesday. He's on tomorrow. So, and then Laura Holt was going to be on next Monday. We reached out to Suzanne Barrymore. Corky's been on. In touch with Mary Rickard, trying to get the right, get a day for her to come in. It's going to be a full next month and into this month, getting as many people on that are running for office so you can hear them. And if you have questions, you can send them in on the chat room or call. And let them answer those questions.
Maxwell Insurance brings us this part of the program, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, where Judy and her staff have been helping families, veterans, seniors, and, business owners since 1993. So give her a call at 221, that's 530 first, 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union.
Okay, and we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. She just had a tour. And one of the questions I asked was, how many court officers do we have? And that includes judges and commissioners that also handle the legal side. Commissioners at a lower level.
So we've got 14. And so the new courthouse is designed with 14 courtrooms that are ready up and ready to go.
Wow.
Isn't
that nice?
Yeah, that's
you could actually have 14 trials going?
Well, only 12 are set up for trials.
Okay.
Two are 100% home courts. They don't have a jury box or anything.
Okay.
They've got more of like what looks like a holding cell with like glass walls so that the people can communicate with the court, and we can have people out there as opposed to a jury box, because in the old home courts, departments 1 and 2, in custody inmates would come out and they would sit in a jury box. Mm-hmm. So that courtroom could conceivably be used for a trial, but these can't. So there's 12 that are set up that could have trials, 2 that are completely home courts, and that there is 2 more court spaces that are built out to be courtrooms but are being used for other things right now in anticipation of hopefully in the future getting additional judicial positions appointed to our county by the governor, which we're hoping to happen in this year, because we were on the list of
within the last 6 months, wasn't it?
But those were existing positions,
right?
They just the governor just filled them,
right?
This is actually getting a new position created and added to our county.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and we're supposed to get that because that did pass through the legislature. I think it was like 26 new judges statewide. I can't remember the exact number. And we were on the list to get a new one. So hopefully that happens this year, and then we would have the space to build out a new courtroom for that.
So we don't have to worry then. I mean, with the new courtrooms, new technology, you could literally have 10 trials going on then.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't that be something?
We could process cases trials. So much faster.
Oh, my gosh. And then just rip through them.
Yeah.
What kind of backup do you have right now?
What do you mean backup?
Well, I mean, you've got so many cases I know that come across your desk.
Sure.
So, and part of the problem before was getting the courtrooms, mm-hmm. getting the people there and all that. So, I mean, do you have like a backlog of cases? That's what I meant.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, the backlog has, I feel like we've always had a lot of cases. COVID created a backlog, and then ever since then has just kind of been a cascade of things keeping the backlog there. For example, so many of our local justice partners, so myself, probation department, public defenders, we've all been in various stages of getting new electronic case management systems. Our law enforcement agencies have gone from one electronic system to another electronic system, and all the issues with all of them communicating together has also continued to add to the backlog of cases just being able to process and get to us. So there continues to be a backlog of cases that I feel like kind of started in COVID and has had so many other things that have added to it. So that's there. But certainly having more courtrooms is going to help us be able to have, hopefully, you know, if they can actually hear more trials, the ability to clear those up a lot faster.
That's great.
We still always need the staff, though, to process those in my office. We're always hiring.
Are you? Okay.
What kind of people do you hire?
Everybody, you know.
I mean, is it like clerks? Is it?
Yeah,
you know,
it's good. Everything from someone who's what we call a legal process clerk. So they're going to be doing a lot of like pulling our files, putting our files up, entering our stuff electronically, kind of assisting with getting file preparation. We have legal secretaries who are working right with the attorneys, processing subpoenas, doing stuff with police reports and kind of helping. We just created added to our office paralegal position, and we have our first paralegal that is going through the background process to start. So that's going to be an exciting new addition to the office. We're attorneys. We've been hiring for attorneys for a long time. I feel like everybody in the state DA office is hiring for attorneys, so that can be pretty competitive. We have positions for two more investigators, so two more sworn peace officer positions. And we are currently in the hiring process for an advocate in our crime victim assistance unit, and I believe one claims representative, too, to help process and help people who have, you know, suffered a loss in the criminal justice system. So really, throughout the whole office, we've kind of got little pods of positions available.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about that.
And we're always looking for people who want to just, you know, interns. We take on college interns. People are interested in coming into this area. What if they're in law school and they want to spend their summer working in the office and getting practical experience?
Do you pay interns?
A lot of times they'll come in and they'll be volunteer at first. We have had people who have worked multiple summers for us, and they get to the point where they're really providing a benefit even though they're an intern, and we try to get them into at least like a legal process position over the summer so that they can be paid. But we typically start off with interns and volunteer positions. Mm-hmm. But it's always going to be dependent
on
the person.
Linda and I have watched 3 seasons of Suits. So we're ready. We're ready right now to come in. But have you ever seen that?
I've never watched it.
Oh, well, you need to, because the legal secretary, and they say, how did you do that? And she says, I'm Donna. That's her answer to everything. That's her name.
And you never see paper. You never see her carrying paper. Yeah.
And all the trials are done during the one-hour show.
You don't see, like, these huge things that people carry around.
Well, hey, we're getting to the point, hopefully, where we're not going to have to carry those huge things around.
Right.
I mean, we are trying to digitize everything in our office. I don't know, Carl, if or Linda, if you guys have came over and really walked around the office, I'd be happy to give you guys a tour if you want to stop by.
Yeah, I can do that.
But our basement is just full of files that just go back decades that we're trying to digitize all of that.
Now, I knew a lady once, and this was decades ago. her whole thing was digitizing medical records for doctors.
Yeah.
And it was a full-time job for
four
people, different places, where they just came in and took everything and fed it into the so they could digitize anything.
It's
Is that one of your people doing that, or is it a kind of an outside group?
A little bit of both. Not an outside group. We have – so it is internal. We have one person who is hired as extra help who's really knocking it out of the park, doing a lot of that right now. And then some other people who are full-time positions that try to do it while they can.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of work looking into an outside company. There's very few that can do it for any type of law enforcement agency because
they have background checks.
They have to have, they have to be able to handle those those sensitive documents, and specifically because we have like criminal rap sheets and sensitive documents from the Department of Justice, that there's hardly any companies that have those certifications.
They're just scanning it through.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a machine there, just scans it in and puts it on a,
they have to scan it through, but then it has to, it's more the disposal piece that has to be done properly. So
shredded.
There was a company we were going to go with. It was in California. We were in the process. It was like a year or so ago. Super expensive. And then they up and moved their whole company to like Pennsylvania.
So gee, I wonder why they did that.
Yeah, I know.
Gee.
Exactly. So we have to, so the price pretty much tripled, and we're like, well, you know, I mean, I think we're just going to chip away at it year over year, of trying to get that cleaned up in the basement.
Okay. All right. We're here with Stephanie Bridget. We're finding out all types of neat things that we've never talked about before. But when we come back, we're going to talk about SB2.
Sure.
Because during the break, Stephanie and I discussed it. And I think it's important that you hear from our DA about this, the Senate bill, that parts of it are in hold right now. But to hear what the DA says about it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and just great, great haircuts. I make appointments by calling them at 530-244-9478, and you can do that so it works in your schedule, or just drop me in if they've got an empty spot. Boom, you get a great haircut at Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Craft season is open. One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center are proud to bring you the 37th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 3rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun, all while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Redding Rancheria, Professional Exterminator, Tri-County Bank, News Channel 7, Results Radio, Stevens Media Group, and this station. For info, visit ospshasta.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, tomorrow Matt Plummer is going to join us. Next Monday, Laura Hunt is going to join us. Holt is going to join us. We're trying to line up all the candidates that are running and let everybody be on at least another couple of times before March 6th, where the primary is, because that could be a one and done for some of the districts if somebody gets 50%. Frankly, I like having three or four people running at for each position. So then we'll have another election in November. So I like that. Hey, it's up to the people. The people will speak. And speaking of people that will speak for our county and our citizens is Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, and Nick's on the line. Nick?
Hey, good morning. Listen, Stephanie, yesterday I was at the supervisors meeting, and I asked a couple people to come on my show, and I don't know whether they're going to accept or decline, but one gentleman sitting down front, and I use gentleman loosely, he said, can I come on your show? And I said, no. And he said, coward. Now, Stephanie, I would like to challenge him to go outside at that moment to a fist fight. But I understand it's illegal to challenge somebody to a fight. And if it was accepted, if or would you prosecute who and what?
Okay, Nick, thank you very much. Doop. Say goodbye. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like a duel. Duels are illegal, but a fist fight. I mean,
yeah, that's interesting, because when you say duels are illegal, because we have a homicide case that we call that, you know, is the duels case. But yeah, I mean, you can't. The law is so case specific that when people, I've brought this up many times when we've been talking, when people throw out, hey, if here's this scenario, what would you do? And we just can't. It's not fair to answer that. You have to have the situation, you have to have all the facts of the situation to find out. It was someone the aggressor? Was someone actually defending themselves or not defending themselves? I mean, there's all kinds of factors that come into play, and I wouldn't be doing anyone a service to say, yes, we would prosecute, and it would be this person, or no, we wouldn't, because you're basically giving people legal advice to go maybe do something and say, well, you said you wouldn't prosecute me, and like, well, what actually happened isn't the identical facts you told me. So
it's when you pulled out the brass knucks.
Yeah, and you could break somebody's jaw, and it could lead into something else. But here's the thing:
there's so many factors.
There were things so much more. Exactly, there's so many factors, and we see this when we're watching violence break out in planes from a word.
Yeah.
A word is, and I'm sure in this particular situation, somebody felt like their integrity was in check. Mm-hmm. Somebody was calling somebody a name, and this person, Nick, was feeling like, well, you know, let's take it outside. And there would have been a day, I think, maybe in the 50s or even, it just that people settled things that way. But
60s.
And now it feels like with everybody being so Sue happy,
if you're in other countries, you can settle things like that. They still don't get too excited about it.
Very, very Sue happy.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Okay, let's get to something. SB 2.
Yes.
Senate Bill 2.
Yes.
Which, among other things, totally restricts where you can carry a legally licensed, permitted handgun. There's been a stay put on parts of SB 2, but specifically on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're the DA. What are your thoughts on
right,
this?
Right, yeah. Sheriff Johnson and I actually spoke at length about this a couple weeks back, because it's very concerning. After reading through it, and then, the California District Attorneys Association always puts on a new laws training within the first week or two of each year, and listening to that, couldn't help but say, wow, they pretty much, it's a situation where they give you a permit, so they're complying that you can have a concealed carry, but you can't carry it anywhere. And that's not right. That's, you know, we have our constitutional right to bear arms, to carry arms. And the CCW process is a process that makes sure that that right is protected, and that legally, that people who are law-abiding citizens can have firearms and protect themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, anytime they're going to go in and try to restrict that and say, okay, well, you can have that. You can have the CCW if you're this law-abiding citizen, but you can't carry it anywhere. I don't think that is with the spirit or the letter of the Constitution. It's very concerning, and I'm glad that it's being challenged, as I think it rightfully should be challenged. I mean, I have a CCW. I think I should be able to carry it and
by the way,
much everywhere that I want.
She shoots real well. So I just thought I'd let you know. But no, I'm glad to hear you say that. And people need to hear that our elected officials who are in the law enforcement and the prosecution are on the same sheet of music.
There. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think, when you think about people who have their CCWs, I mean, it goes across all spectrums of the California population.
Yeah.
We have a friend who's got hers down in, she travels to Southern California all the time. She's found out that some of her neighbors, and some of quite of a liberal bastion, also have them.
Yes,
or
they do.
Would have them if they could, and now they're trying to apply for them, but they still have their guns because it's too dangerous down there.
Yeah.
And the idea of going into a park that you would, I mean, just one of our local parks, right? To have a firearm to protect you, that you'll probably never have to use, but if you had to use it that one time and not be able to have it there, I just don't understand the thought process.
It's frustrating because, I mean, I know I've said this before on this radio station that criminals are going to have the guns and they're not going to follow any rules. So why do we continue to decrease our law-abiding citizens' rights to protect themselves?
For self-protection.
And it's very frustrating because I think we need to have that right to protect ourselves.
And if somebody, and if it is used, because I know your office has looked at least 5 cases, and it may be more now, this is several years ago, of people using a firearm to protect themselves. And in every case after the investigation, you did not prosecute because they used it properly in defense of their lives.
That's correct. I don't know the exact number since I've been DA, but it's 5, 6, 7. And that's just citizen use. I, obviously look at officer-involved shootings as well, too.
Yeah.
A question coming up. What are we seeing, or are we seeing a rise in fentanyl
exposure? 100%.
Okay.
100%.
I mean, like compared to 3 months ago, 6 months ago.
It seems like every week it goes up. I mean, the amount of fentanyl that cases that we have is on the rise. It's huge. Overdoses, cases where potentially a criminal death type cases. You know, we filed that one second degree murder case. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, some other cases we're looking at in the
dealers,
where people.
Is it, are they finding that if they find they're busting dealers, you're seeing that there is a prominently fentanyl, or what is on the, what's big on the streets right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, you probably get more from the sheriff and the chiefs on exactly what their people seeing who are out there on the streets every day, but we do see the cases, and we're definitely seeing the increase in the fentanyl cases. It's huge. I mean, people who have large quantities of fentanyl, and, you know, the laws around fentanyl haven't caught up to what they should be based on how bad it is in our community. We're in the process of trying to change that. I talked about this probably a month or so ago, the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act, a proposition that is, we hope to be on the November ballot next year, that would change all kinds of issues that we've had with Prop 47, but it also addresses the fentanyl issue by classifying it as a hard drug so that the sentence is more stiff, various other things, adding a admonition that sellers, when they are convicted in court of, say, you know, fentanyl, methamphetamine, heroin, any type of a hard drug, selling that, transporting that, they would be given an advisement saying, hey, obviously I'm paraphrasing this, but, you know, selling this stuff to people is inherently dangerous, that can cause death of that person. You continue to do it, you could be charged with murder. So this act proposition would add that as an advisement. There's a lot of efforts.
Democrats are fighting that one.
No, they actually aren't.
Did they?
So this there has been statewide polling that has been done on this, and it is very, very much not a partisan issue.
Good. Well, no, I'm glad to hear that, because I thought. Now, you went after a fentanyl dealer that killed a 13-year-old.
Yes.
Or provided you drugs, and that ended up with him being in jail. Is that correct?
That is correct, and he's already pled and sentenced in that case.
And I saw some in another state, they put him up for murder.
Yeah, so we did file second degree murder charges. There's been very few second degree murder charges in the state so far. There was a lot of factors in that case, and like I said, with the way the law is, he did plead to manslaughter and a few other charges and sentenced to that. We are always looking at these cases as potentially charging murder.
And this guy was 18 or 19.
Yeah,
also. He was relatively young, but still, he provided a drug that would kill this boy.
Right.
And he knew it was fentanyl.
Yeah.
And he knew that, hey, somebody takes this, they could die.
So that second piece is always the issue in proving a murder case, is the knowledge that if you sell it to someone and they take it, that they could die. Most people are going to say, oh, well, I know now because that person I sold it to died, but I didn't know before, which can, you know, to a lot of people seem not logical, but when you're looking at legal standards beyond a reasonable doubt, it can be tough.
Yeah.
That's why we...
But you still got him. They got him off the street.
Yeah, that's why we want to add that admonition to people in the system to help us prove that.
You know that
this
drug that you sell somebody can kill somebody.
Right, and if you continue to do it.
In the future, you do this, we're going after you for that.
Right, and then, boom, we use that in court to help us prove a murder case in the future.
Okay, we have to take a break. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and we'll be right back.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Supervisor Kevin Cry has never thought the elections in Shasta County were a problem. Here's what he said early on.
I don't think there's any problem with our local elections.
But he voted to blow up the voting system anyway. Then he said,
we will not use Shasta County money to go down this direction. And I will not cost the taxpayers money.
A new voting system has already cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Cry says one thing, does another. Can't trust him. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 new year. New winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Classical music lovers, listen up. Internationally known piano player Olga Popolova is presenting a concert called The Not-So-Invisible World of Female Composers, featuring the works of Cecile Chaminade, Clara Schumann, Florence Price, and many others, Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church in Reading. Ms. Popolova is performing this benefit concert to show her appreciation to our community who warmly received her family fleeing the Russian-Ukrainian war. Proceeds from the $20 tickets will benefit the Foundation for Performing Arts Education and Reading Piano Angels. Student tickets are $10. Pay at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com. Olga Popolova is the principal pianist for the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in Brazil. This one-night-only performance at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Lutheran Church on Shastaview Drive in Reading. World-class classical piano for a good cause. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church. Get tickets at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can go to our archives at KCNR1460.com and parse over every word that you hear. What the district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, said, and go back and listen to it and see where she stands on SB 2 and about the new courthouse and about the new judges and all that. Now we want to discuss the body cameras that the police are now using, are now finding their way into court.
Yeah, so a couple different pieces with that is, one is that definitely increases the number of the amount of digital evidence that my office is dealing with, because every case now has a digital piece with the body-worn camera, you know, on top of, you know, Ring cameras and just all everything that was increasing exponentially anyway. So we are moving to a digital evidence storage cloud-based system. So that's going to be great, because it's going to make it a lot smoother for us to get that technology to the office, to the defense, and be able to use it in the courtroom. Because there's definitely a lot of benefits to having body-worn camera. I know we talked a little bit about them during the break. So one example I can say is we've talked about domestic violence cases in the past, and kind of that cycle of violence where a person is abused, but it's someone that they love, they're financially dependent on, they have kids with, or whatever it may be. And frequently there's a high level of people who recant and change their story, and they don't want to cooperate with law enforcement. They can make those cases very, very difficult to prove. Body-worn cameras have kind of changed the dynamics in that, because instead of just putting an officer on the stand to kind of rebut what that victim is now saying, to say, oh no, they were actually crying, they were actually upset, we can play the video, and the jury can see, oh wow, that person was completely crying, I can see the red on their face, you know, maybe pictures weren't taken quick enough, whatever, and it really gives the jury the flavor for how that victim actually felt in that moment, as opposed to 2 years later after they've maybe reconciled, or maybe, you know, or getting pressured into, you know, recanting their story.
Yeah, but it also, when we were talking, you said it also opens it up that you get it to more witnesses of things that are happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, a lot of times at these scenes, there can be so many people there, and you've got like one officer or two officers, and they're doing the best they can with the main victim, main witness, but maybe there's another person that was standing there and walked up and witnessed part of it, and we're watching it and going, oh, well, wait a minute, let's track down that person and see what they saw, because they didn't stick around and give their name. They didn't stick around and give a report. And a lot of times it's good to get that extra person who wasn't intimately involved, but they might have been standing there when it happened and left before anyone was able to, like, grab them, because they're dealing with, you know, the right there in that moment, the most pressing people, you know, the victims and people involved.
And then, sometimes you'll have one officer, sometimes two, sometimes three or four, and the cameras are all going at one time, and they're all showing a different view of an incident, which can, one, it may look bad, but the other two or three say, well, it's because where you were standing, even though it's video, you didn't get that.
Right.
Yeah, so you've got to parse through that, too.
Yeah, and just in general, we need to make sure that we're able to talk to the jury and the jury understands about, you know, there is always things occurring outside of the camera. There's things that maybe the officer saw or perceived or heard about on the radio before they even arrived to the scene, because the cameras, you know, are activated when they're getting out of the car and going up to the scene, that there are so many other variables that come into play. It's not just, you know, looking at a camera and saying, oh, well, this should have been done or that should have been done after the fact, that they do need to take into consideration, you know, the officer's trainings, the information they had before they arrived, things that may have been outside of the view of what they're seeing on the camera. So there's a lot of factors that we still have to make sure we educate the community about when we're using that evidence. But there's also, you know, a lot of benefits to it as well.
Yep. And of course, the defense uses it, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it can work for them, too.
Absolutely.
Anything that they can grab in there.
Anything that either side can look in there and make sure that the jury gets a full picture of what happened is the better.
So this will, in many cases, enhance the prosecution's ability, because it shows what happened and not what he said, she said, from witnesses that may not remember it correctly.
Well, I would almost go so far as saying nobody's ever going to remember anything exactly. I don't remember exactly the events of yesterday. You know, you got a pretty good idea of everything you did yesterday.
Yeah.
But if you sat down and tried to explain in detail one particular aspect of your life yesterday, you're going to flip-flop things. You're going to, like, change things, just not out of any purpose. It's just the way your brain works.
And these aren't TV shows where they have the trials immediately. These trials could be a year, 2 years down the line.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then you've got to go back and read what you wrote. But now you have a video.
Yeah, or civilians who half the time they're not even reading. They didn't write anything. It's just
Can police look at their video before they write the report?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can make sure that they did capture it. So,
but think about that. Each contact can be like an hour long.
Yeah.
So you have an hour long contact, and then if you booked them in the jail, I mean, that can be another hour or two, and then you're going to go back and watch 3 hours of video to write your report.
Oh, okay.
I mean, our officers are
not going to do that.
I would say, you know, murders and big cases, that's probably advisable and done in certain interviews. But, I mean, we would pretty much handicap our police officers if we expected them to do that in every case, because it's just, they just don't have enough hours in their day to do that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, they're still going to write their report, maybe refer to a few things. But before they get ready for court, they should be reading their report. They should be watching their videos and just kind of refreshing their mind. And that's what I always talk to witnesses about, is kind of take yourself back to that moment. Spend some time just sitting and thinking about that event. It might be something you haven't thought about for 1, 2, 3 years, but you have to go back to that moment and try to remember what you can. And it's the same with all witnesses and all people.
Well, it makes sense. I can say that, you know, I've witnessed like a hit and run, or this guy that backed up and he did something. I can't remember what it was. I was pumping gas, and this guy hit something, turned around, drove backwards, turned around, drove out, sped, hubcap went flying off, and just hit and run a curb. But still, I could see the car. I could see that it was white. It had, like, the back glass was broken and it was taped up. But it was so fast, nobody took a report.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, what's in this? Why did this guy get out of the car, look to see what happened, got in the car, and took off?
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You know, like, that almost was like a chase scene, but nobody was chasing him.
Yeah.
Like, what are you running from?
Yeah. And when you think back on that, I'm sure I could sit here and ask you enough questions that you'd get to the point, well, yeah, I don't remember that, or I don't remember that. And that's just the way the human mind, I think, works.
We have to run. Stephanie Bridges,
thank you
so much for being with us. And I just got this thing. They're having a free NorCal Vaccine Alliance meeting today, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Reading Library. So, talking about vaccines and all the things that go along with that. And that's going to be from 3 to 5 today. It's got food there, too. So, but thank you so much for being with us. And tomorrow, Matt Plummer is going to be on and talk.